Hey, Brother Melvin, thank you so much. And I'm glad to be on the program called The Gospel for the Glory of Jesus on KRAJ 100.9 FM right here in the Antelope Valley. And I'm glad to be a part. And right now, I want to ask the Lord to help us, so that we'll speak it like he wanted spoken. Gracious Father, we thank you now for the opportunity to be here. We thank you for the opportunity to say on behalf of the kingdom that no matter what it looks like, what we go through, how stressful times are, we win. And we win because you said it, and we know that that is the way it is. When you speak, it's all over, and we thank you for it. Thank you for giving us an understanding and a tuning heart. And we pray for everybody who hear this message today will come together with themselves and recognize the fact that the time that we're living in is stressful. However, your word is final, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. And amen. Well, I'm glad to be here, Brother Melvin, and I've been thinking about this, and particularly since the virus has been going on for the last 8 or 9 months, and people are beginning to stress out behind it, and many people can't hardly handle being in the house, and some of them are not working, and they are getting to see their husbands and wives probably for the first time, and then some of them don't like what they see. But I need to say that I'm glad today that the Lord has the control over everything, and it doesn't make any difference whether it's the virus or even the political upheaval, things that are going on now with the election. And that is a stressful thing. And seems like that the Democrats and the Republicans are at odds. And our country, if we don't watch ourselves while we're fooling around with the politics, our country can fool around and be in the danger of our enemies coming upon us. But with all of that said, and with all of that still going on, the viruses and that and the stress on the families, and even the kids can't go to school, like in most schools, they cannot go to school. So it's a deal and a half. But I know that when you speak, you being the Lord, it's going to happen. And so I'm thankful today that I heard his voice, and I will not allow anything else to steal from what the Lord has already said to me. So I have four scriptures I want to share with you all, and I hope that you all will pick up on them. One is in Isaiah chapter 46 and verses 9 through 13. And the second one is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 through 14. And the third one is Daniel chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. And the fourth one is Romans chapter 8, verses 35, 36, and 37. So I hope you all got those. And now I'm going to turn to a few of those. But just remember the time that we're living in. You know, let me throw this out here. Somebody says that this virus is just a hoax. But folks, it ain't no joke. And it doesn't make any difference what political party you're in, Democrat, Republican, or none of the above, or all of the above. It don't make any difference. The virus is killing people. We've got over, I believe now, some 34,000 people that has died inside of about 9 months. So you can call it a hoax. I call it a killer. And I'm going to stay out of the way. I'm going to do what the CDC people are telling us to do, and that is wear my mask, wash my hands, and stay out of crowds if I can. And if I'm in a crowd, I'm going to be very sensitive to where I am. I'm not going to forget where I am. And I'm saying to you, and I've had some of my Christian brothers and sisters are telling me, hey, Pastor, you ain't scared, are you? You act like you're scared. I says, no, I ain't scared. I just got good sense. And I want to hang around a while. So since I want to hang around a while, I'm going to wear my mask, wipe my hand, and I want to stay away from hugging and kissing like I normally do at other times. So come with me. Let's see what we're talking about when we look at the words that I use. The word is out, and we win. So come with me to Isaiah chapter 46, starting with verse number 9. Now, verses 1 through 8 talks about, it really talks about the idol gods and the big dummies that they set up on a pole, and you can pray to him, he don't hear you. You can rub him on his arm, he don't feel you. You can look him in the eye, and he don't see you. And it's that kind of thing that we're looking at. So now Isaiah speaks as the Lord has told him. Remember the former thing, that is how we used to be in olden time. For I am God, and there's none else. I am God, and there's none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient time the things that are not yet done, saying, listen to God, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. This is God. And you know what? He had us included in what it is that he spoke. Verse number 11, calling the ravenous bird from the east, the man that executed my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it, and I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, and I will also do it. This is God speaking, y'all. Hearken unto me, verse 12, and verse 13, I will bring near my righteousness, and it shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry, and I will place salvation in Zion for Israel my glory. What are you saying, Lord? The Lord is saying, my salvation, this is way back about 700 years before Jesus ever got here. He's saying, my salvation is going to be in Zion for you, and I want you to know it. So since he has spoken it, the word is out, and we win. And I'm glad about it. I am so glad that it don't make any difference who's in the White House and who's elect. It don't make no difference. The bottom line is God has spoken it, and I shall absolutely live in and comfortable and absolutely totally convinced that the Lord has me in his arm. Come with me. If we don't, I'm not going to get through with it, if you all. Come with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And we'll look at verses 9 through 14. And I won't have time to speak a lot of it, but I want you to come with me to that so that we recognize the fact that God has spoken on your behalf. Listen what he says in verse number 9. But as it is written, you know, the Lord Jesus spoke that to Satan when he was on his fast. Satan came up to him, told him to turn the stones to bread. And Jesus told him, man shall not live by bread alone, and told Satan, get out of my face. Now listen to what he said in verse 9. But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. The word is out, and we win. Verse 10, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. But what man knoweth the things of a man, saving the spirit of a man, which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now I want you to turn right over real quick. Now we have received not the spirit of the world that'll let you down every time, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me say this, and I'll just refer to the rest of the scriptures because we're going to run out of time here in a minute. Listen, I said this the other night, and I was speaking on live stream in my daughter's Facebook page. And I said, when I finished Tennessee State, I had 2 degrees in engineering. I really thought I had it going on, only to find out that I didn't know the difference between an A and a B when it comes to the knowledge compared to the knowledge of God. And ladies and gentlemen, I urge every one of you, don't allow yourself to think more of yourself than we ought to. Because when you begin to think more of yourself than you ought to, you're going to miss the mark. Now let me look at what, now I'm going to grab you, take you over to the book of Daniel, chapter 3 and verses 17 and 18. Let me just refer to that. I won't read it. And listen what Daniel says. The three Hebrew boys, the king set up his big dummies out there in the crowd, I think about 11 foot tall and all that. And he said, everybody's going to come out and we're going to shut down everything and we're going to worship this God, worship my God, which was the God he built. And when he did that, the three Hebrew boys says, not only are we not going to worship him, we ain't even going to the party. So they set up the party, and he had called for people from everywhere. They were from all over the region coming to worship Baal. And the three Hebrew boys stayed inside and continued to pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And while they were doing that, somebody came by and saw them, went back and told the king. And when they told the king, he says, holy, everybody. He goes, he says, and he walks up in the camp, and here these guys are praying to God. He said, did you know that the party was going on? They said, yes, King, we knew that. But we're not careful, because our God is able to deliver us out of your hand. And then he goes on to say in verse 17, but if not, if he chooses not to, it's not because he can't. It's because he chooses and he has another thing that he wants to accomplish by allowing us to be burned. But we will not worship your God. So let me tell you, not too long, they took them and heated up the furnace, put all three of them in there. And when they put them in there the next morning, he comes back and he called the record keeper. He said, did not we put three in there? And the guy read his record. Yes, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But who is the fourth one that looks like the Son of God? So the bottom line is, brothers and sisters, he has spoken and we win. The last scripture that I want to read with you and share with you. And let me take you to that one. And that's in Romans chapter 8. And I want you to start with me at verse 35 and we'll finish. I don't know how far we got. I don't know how much time we have left, but I want to have you to take a look with me at Romans chapter 8, and we'll close with that. Listen to verse 35. The same guy, Paul, who was once, when he was, before he was saved, he was referred to as Saul of Tarsus. And he didn't allow anybody to worship anything other than Caesar. And now the Lord has saved him. And look at what he's saying. Verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword? As it is written, in other words, remember I told you, the word is out. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all of the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all of these things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. Whoa. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you. Join me, ladies and gentlemen. Father, we thank you. We ask your blessings on your word, and we ask your blessing on the hearers of your word, because you've spoken, and we know that we're winners. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you all. I want to mention to you that today here on live streaming from Livingstone Cathedral of Worship, we will acknowledge our veterans, and we have a young lady who served as a chief, I think the first woman chief from, and I'm going to mess up a name, but it will be announced properly on the services on this morning. She will give a little speech honoring the veterans, and our pastor, I'm sure, will bring a word that will also acknowledge the veterans of our time. And I'm so honored to have the opportunity to speak to you. And I'm a veteran myself. I was in the Korean War and in Japan, Okinawa, and then back home. And the Lord made me a soldier in his army, and I'm happy. God bless you, and the Lord keep you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.